You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
What's up, guys? How's it going? Welcome to a bonus episode of Cinema Crespediso, Florida's number one movie podcast. I am Orlando's number one film critic, Chris Crespo. How's it going? Yep, it's me. It's me, guys. I'm here. I'm doing my thing. Thanks for downloading and checking out the show. We appreciate it. If you're listening on iTunes, rate us and review us. 5 stars would be best. 4, if you're going to be honest, it's going to be 4 stars. We get it. I'm not trying to force you to do anything you don't want to do.
You do that every week.
Jusik Hagrid.
Forcing people to do what they don't want to do. Forcing
your voice into their ear holes.
I don't force... No, that's not true. Podcast is the least forceful. If it was on the radio, it would be forcing people to be like, you have limited options. Even then, you can shut off the radio. Anyway. Doesn't matter. Makes no difference.
We're here.
This is the spillover bonus episode. Drew, we are here. We're here to catch up on all the movie episodes. All the movie episodes. Hold on a second. First off.
That's right. Chewing that ice right into the microphone.
My back boy. Was it still? Can you still hear it? You can still kind of hear it? Strike that one. Ready? Here we go. Guys, welcome to...
This one's for you.
You're killing me. You're killing me on this one. All right, one more time. Here we go. Take 4. I'm going to edit all that out. Guys, welcome to a bonus episode of Cinema Crespediso. I'm your host, Chris Crespo. This is Florida's number one movie podcast. I'm Orlando's number one movie critic. And this is Orlando's number one, Drewster Cogburn. America's number one, Drewster Cogburn.
The world's number one.
You can't,
and only Drewster
Cogburn. The entire Cogburn. Galaxy can't find me a better or worse Drewster Cogburn.
No, I mean, if you can find a better or worse Drewster Cogburn, I'll find a worse. You know, if you can find a worse Drewster Cogburn,
please let us
know. That'd be interesting.
Please let us know.
Yeah.
We would love to know about that. You can email us, fakedrewstercogburns@therealdrewstercogburn.org.
Correct.
And Drew will take those findings and investigate them unsolved mystery style.
Yes. Exactly. With my own YouTube short.
Thank you for downloading and listening. We appreciate it, guys. This is the episode where we recap all the movie news that we missed out since the last episode. Or, especially in this case, we had Ross McCoy in here from A Mediocre Time with Tom and Dan.
We did.
And also Corporate Time with Tom and Dan and other Tom and Dan such related activities. And that show went long. It went a little longer than our normal episodes do. And segments had to get cut, such as Billy D's Death at the Movies, which we're going to do tonight. So, Drew, yeah, that right? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let me see. I guess we'll finish with Billy D's Death at the Movies. We'll wrap up with that. And movie news. A bunch of stories got cut. We ran through the movie news segment so we could get to the more fun parts of the second half, like the lightning round and the swag bag and all that. So we're going to catch up on all the stuff, all the movie news. We got a bunch of stories, but we're going to go through them pretty quickly. For example, did you know, Drew, Walt Disney Studios set a record this year at the box office?
Really?
Absolutely. Somehow.
No.
By paying out the nose for Lucasfilm and acquiring Marvel for what I think was a decent price. And it's all paid off.
No.
I know, right? They've been successful.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. I believe it.
Walt Disney Studios became the first studio ever to cross $7 billion globally in a year. $7 billion with a B. That's $7 billion. Billion with a B. God damn, it's a lot of money, man.
Wow.
For one company.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they do. And they do a lot of things.
They do a lot of things. For example, Rogue One, Star Wars just came out, already made a bunch of money. The Jungle Book, Zootopia, Doctor Strange, Moana, and Star Wars The Force Awakens, which came out at the end of December 2015, so made most of its money in 2016. All those movies banked.
Yeah.
Bank. And Captain America,
that's just movie profits.
Yeah, we're just talking about their movies. This is just the money that the movies make. Disney does so much other stuff. Isn't that amazing?
God damn those guys.
Well, we live in their backyard.
Yep.
And we should be. You know what? I prefer Universal Studios. I'm just saying I do.
I mean,
as a theme park.
Well, as a theme park,
They got that Duff beer, yo.
Disney's more child oriented. They always have that.
Sure, but they got the Harry Potter over at the Dr. Seuss, and now we're doing a commercial for Universal. They don't even pay a shit. Speaking of Universal, they have that
Something.
They have that Spider-Man over there.
Yeah.
How long can they have that? Because now,
it all depends Marvel on their licensing.
Yeah, like what kind of weird deals do they have? Like, I mean, because Marvel, Disney's already exploring the Star Wars stuff, that kind
of
thing.
Universal licensed a lot of those Marvel things for their theme parks.
Yes.
So, you know, I guess once the license runs out, maybe. And they'll just rebrand them all.
Rebrand the rides, and then then Disney can have Spider-Man in their parks and shit, because that was a really, really terrible segue.
Yes, it was.
Into this story.
Into what?
Into the story about Tom Holland, the new Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. This young-looking fellow, who I think he's only like 20 years old, something like that.
Sure.
What do you think he did to prepare for the high school scenes, like the John Hughes type stuff in Spider-Man Homecoming? What do you think he did to prepare for that?
Maybe finally actually watch the John Hughes ones, because, you know, he's not old enough to have ever really watched them before.
Yeah, sure. That he is the type you have to show him. You got to show these kids these movies that we take for granted.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, that wasn't it.
Okay.
He says, this is a quote, "The coolest thing I think I did for the movie was I was enrolled in a high school in New York in the Bronx as a secret." He totally movied it up, went undercover student.
Cool.
An adult amongst, because I think he's 20. "No one knew who I was or what I was doing. I had a fake name and a fake accent. I went to school for 3 days, I think. It was really fun. It was really interesting because New York high schools are so different to schools that I went to in London, where I went to a school where you have to wear a suit and tie and it's all boys. And for me, it was the first time that I was in a classroom with girls. It was really a strange experience. It was really fun."
Oh, interesting. Then he went to some preparatory school.
So, yeah, exactly. And he saw the real public school experience in the Bronx somewhere. Went on to say, "And then I told one person..." That was pretty... Yeah, pretty tough. The Bronx. The Bizonx, yo. "You wanted to say, and then I told one person, I was one kid at the school. I was like, hey, man, listen, I'm actually Spider-Man. He did not believe me. And at the time, I hadn't made the movie, so I didn't have any pictures to show him to prove that I was Spider-Man. No one believed me, which is actually a good thing, because it makes me think that if Peter Parker went up at a school and was like, I'm Spider-Man, everyone would be like, nah, dude, no, you're not." End quote.
Yeah, pretty much.
So,
American high schools are nuts.
The lengths people go to for these things. People are nuts. Woody Harrelson. We talked, I think, a week ago, maybe two, on a previous bonus episode. Francis Ford Coppola doing that live cinema thing.
Yes.
But it was only broadcast like closed circuit to people there in the studio. Mm-hmm. Woody Harrelson's doing it for real.
For realsies?
For realsies. Next month, Woody Harrelson will make his feature directorial debut. First time he's directing a movie. It's going to be live. It's called Lost in London. And it'll be filmed and broadcast simultaneously into cinemas. He wrote the movie. He will star in it along with Owen Wilson and Willie Nelson.
So they're going to smoke a bunch of weed.
Probably. Yeah, right? Oh my God. I didn't even think about that. The film will run through 14 locations with 30 different cast members, all being shot in one take.
I mean, this sounds like it could be a glorious mess.
Glorious, the most glorious of messes. Woody Harrelson, quote, "I had this..." Oh, get it out of here, you know, stupid thing. I was going to use your phone. Woody Harrelson, "I had this idea 10 or more years ago. I love theater, I love film, I really wanted to figure out a way to merge the two, and I thought this particular story does occur sequentially and cohesively, so I thought I'd like to shoot it in real time, like live cinema or whatever you call it," he told Entertainment Weekly. "I guess a comparison might be Saturday Night Live. That's like doing live theater, though you have commercial breaks. But to do it 100 minutes in a row with no break, yeah, it might be accurate to call this insanity," end quote.
It might be. I mean, it's very accurate to call that insanity, because chances are it's going to... I mean, it's going to have at least one problem.
At least one problem.
At least.
Yes. That's what I want to see. I want to see the problems. Did you ever watch Rock?
What?
The TV show Rock? R-O-C, Rock. You got a phone, you got a thing. Look up TV show Rock, R-O-C. See if you recognize the person in it or the cast. A black dude, it's a black family. He was a bald guy, I believe. 40s, something like that. Sort of a Meet the Browns type of scenario there. They started.
And this was a TV show?
It was a TV show, a sitcom in the 90s, I think. And it evolved. I don't think it started this way, but it turned into a live sitcom. And they broadcast live every week.
Yeah, no.
No? For a few.
I know the guy, but you know I the never. Guy?
Yeah, the show, and for at least a while, I don't know, at least one season, maybe more, it was called Rock Live. At first it was called Rock, then it was called Rock Live, and you would watch it every week to, like, not only to watch the show, it was an okay enough sitcom, but you watch it to see if they ever fucked up, which, you know...
They did.
Like, every now and then, someone's gonna fuck up. They still got through a lot of episodes without fucking up, because they're a bunch of professionals.
Yeah.
And they're doing a sitcom, it's not like they're doing a 100-minute Lost in London odyssey through 14 locations, dragging along the reanimated corpse of Willie Nelson.
And a giant bag of weed.
And a giant bag of... Well, Owen Wilson will carry the bag of weed. Fine with that. Assassin's Creed.
Yes.
We're gonna be seeing this shit
tomorrow.
Talk about it tomorrow. Oh my god. Okay.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
I mean.
Oh.
Tomorrow.
Decision made. Fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Tomorrow. I thought it was up in the air, but no.
No. Tomorrow. Done.
Done. The Creed. Juice and Cogburn has decreed it. The supporters agree.
Oh, the Nazis.
The supporters are here. Happen.
I don't know why you like the Nazis so much.
You're Nazis. I mean, supporters. It says supporters.
They're Trump supporters, Chris.
Oh,
how about that?
Shit. I got a button for that. I got so many buttons. I should really give you. You need to get your own pad. You can have your own pad. And we can have dueling buttons. That'd be a lot of that. See how good that felt, Drew?
How good Bud felt.
How good that felt. When you made that happen?
You're sitting there talking and I just press a random button and see what happens? That makes no sense whatsoever.
You feel the power?
The power? There's no power. This is annoyance.
Your supporters.
Your supporters.
Your supporters.
Now, I hit the button to your supporters.
Oh,
see? This is the way it works.
What are you doing? More supporters?
Yeah. See? I can do that all day long.
You could do that all day long.
Yeah. It'd get fucking annoying, wouldn't it? That's why I don't have a pad, Chris.
Is that what you would do? Really? You would do that? You would, all right.
I wouldn't be able to control myself.
Well then, thanks for giving back the pad.
Too much power.
Too much power. It would just go to your head like that. I could always hook you up to like a mute. I could mute you if need be.
Power corrupts, Chris.
I could beat you. What was that? What?
Yeah, right.
Oh, you're back. But now I'm muted. Now I'm muted. Can you hear me?
Are you muted?
Yeah.
I can't hear you.
All right, here we go. Fucking amateur shit show around here.
Yeah.
Michael Fassbender, we're going to see the Assassin's Creed. This is something that we need to pay attention to, Drew.
Okay.
The lack of CGI. Okay. Now every time I see CGI, I'm like, let's see. Mm-mm.
Well, I mean,
and I'm sure there's going to be tons of it.
I mean, obviously the giant robot arm thing. Yeah, that's totally CG.
Giant robot arm thing and all that stuff, exactly. Right?
Yeah.
Right. But anyway, so they say. Blah, 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 blah. Michael Fassbender says, with this film, we wanted to film it in real locations with real people. Film it in an old school way as opposed to using a lot of special effects because we feel like this genre is saturated with CGI. So we wanted to go in a different route.
Cool.
Cool, right? Cool. All right. Cool. Sure.
I'm down.
Let's see if it's any good.
At least that means the set pieces aren't going to be, you know, CG. It's not like they ran through a bunch of green boxes jumping around like idiots.
Right.
Hopefully they went, you know, somewhere in the Middle East that's not rifled with war right now. And did some filming there. Oh, is this Spain? Is this old Spain?
Spain. Welcome to the Inquisition. No one expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Either way.
They're going to say that in the movie, too.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, so the early reviews came out. And word on the street so far, Drew. Like we were thinking, banking on, hoping for Assassin's Creed.
It's not awful.
Is the best video game movie ever made.
Which doesn't say much.
No.
Someone says, it's the best video game movie ever made. Yeah. I'm like, okay. A low so, bar. So it still has a potential to be garbage.
It's a low bar.
It can still be garbage.
Yes. It could be utter garbage. It could be. It's not, though. So far, early words that it's not.
Good.
Maybe a bit of a muddled plot and some half-hearted acting mm-hmm. might be in there. But nice to look at. And, pretty much nice to look at.
Well, at least it's that.
I guess the action, too. I don't know. I didn't look too deep into reviews. I try not to get too deep into that shit before a movie comes
we'll
out.
We'll see soon enough.
We will see. Apparently. Tomorrow. Actually, when this comes out, today. That's today.
I mean, we could be in the theater right now. These people are listening to our voices.
People could be hearing this days later. Like, oh, shit, these guys are already zoned. I wonder what they thought. And then you have to listen to episode 207 to find out.
Yeah.
Special Christmas episode.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Drew. How's your car doing? It's okay?
It's all right. It hasn't exploded yet.
Good.
That just means I only got a couple more days before it does. Because, I mean, it's Christmas. It's Christmas. Guaranteed to, right?
It's Christmas. My Christmas came early.
Yeah, it did.
So, doesn't mean you can't come back around. That's like the three wise men. I have no idea what that means.
They were dumb.
I think, did we talk about the DC movie? The
how smart could they be? They're following a summer star in the middle of winter.
Yeah, but they got them to the Lord and Savior. The Lord, they found the baby. That was the Lord and Savior. Like, look at all this awesome stuff we brought you.
Hey, baby, you want some frankincense?
The one guy was like, yeah, I got your frankincense. I'm sorry. This guy got gold. Did we talk about this when Ross was here, the DC Comics movie, Harley Quinn, Catwoman, Poison Ivy?
Yes.
I think we talked about it, right? Okay. That's the one that made it. Ben Affleck, he told Jeremy Irons expressed concerns of Ben Affleck, because Ben Affleck's the producer now on these DC movies. He expressed concerns to him that there would be so many characters and so many heroes in Justice League that he, as Alfred, would have very little to do. And Ben Affleck told him not to worry, in the Batman movie, he won't have much more to do. So look for, not necessarily Justice League, but in the Batman solo movie, a much more active, involved Alfred.
Let's get Alfred in the Batsuit.
Why not? Especially if it's Jeremy Irons.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially if it's Jeremy Irons. What I need to do is rewatch The Lion King.
Yes.
All those Scar scenes.
Mm-hmm. He's really fucking evil.
Yeah, it was Jeremy Irons. Yeah. Dead Ringers. Guys, if you haven't seen Dead Ringers, watch it. Don't read what it's about. Just watch it.
Twice the Jeremy Irons.
Which somehow makes four times the horror.
Oh yeah. Well,
I already said too much.
There's twice of a lot of things, Chris.
H.R. Giger inspired, designed
things. Cause if we say what they are,
I don't want to say what they are.
But I'll tell you what.
What?
If you found out H.R. Giger was actually designing things like that, you would be like, "What?
Like, this is a terrible." Word. That's Trump's America.
Oh, totally. It is. It is.
Guys,
it really is.
Guys, watch Dead Ringers. Or else none of that conversation makes any sense. Remember when the big brouhaha about Simpsons getting on FXX a few years ago?
Yes.
And they did the Every Simpsons Ever marathon.
Yes.
And that was about 520-something episodes.
Correct.
That was back in 2012.
Mm-hmm. That was a long time ago.
That was it's amazing. I felt like that was just like recently, but apparently that shit was 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. Long enough that FXX was like, we're going to do another one.
Yeah.
Another awesome Every Simpsons
Ever.
Yeah,
they were doing it again.
Around Thanksgiving. This time it totaled out to 600 episodes because of the additional seasons instead. Mm-hmm. And they got way better ratings than they expected. Way better ratings. Here we go.
Simpsons.
It's a Simpsons, but still. Simpsons,
at least the older stuff.
Where is it? This is from Cinema Blend. The cable network hosted the longest marathon in television history by airing 600 episodes of The Simpsons over 13 days from November 24 to December 7. 18.2 million total viewers tuned into The Simpsons marathon on FXX. Of those 18 million, 9.9 were in the 18 to 49 age demographic throughout the week. those numbers ranked FXX as the number 6th highest rated basic cable network in that demo on average, as opposed to Much Lovers. Much Lover. Got him number 10 spot primetime. It was, well, that just means for them, it was a huge success.
It just means that if there was a Simpsons channel, it would be the number 6 cable network.
Could possibly, if it just rolled, it would be the way they would do it. I mean, they just, yeah, 600 episodes is 13 days. So twice a month, it would roll through the entire.
I mean, Chris, it runs itself. All you have to do is sell advertising. You don't even need a person.
And FXX is almost this way 5 days out of the week. But if, like, if there was a Simpsons channel and it was just play, I would go there easily. Just like, oh, Simpsons. Mm-hmm. The Simpsons channel.
Yeah.
Then again, it's all digital anyway. You could just pull it up online, just watch it. I could watch all of Seinfeld right now, starting from the very first ep.
You could. But why would you want to do that?
Because it's hilarious.
I mean, some of it is.
Because it's hilarious.
Not all of it.
Because I like it.
Because you're a nerd.
I'm a nerd. I'm a Seinfeld nerd. Let's talk about a couple trailers and then get out of here. John Wick, Chapter 2.
Awesome.
That new full trailer.
Awesome.
Kick-ass trailer, man.
Yeah. Oh. It's like, I'm going back away. I'm putting the guns back in the cement that I broke up.
Yeah. Nope.
But then you're going to blow up my house, so I guess I have to go get some new guns.
No, I got
to
get new guns. Because, yeah, now there's a house on top of his old guns. But, yeah, I like how it ends with a, he's like, you know, I'm going to kill all of them. And Ian McShane, Al Swearengen, he's like,
yep.
We know.
Oh, yeah, we know. That's like,
oh, yeah.
That's why we're here.
And there's some deaf chick. I guess. That's pretty awesome.
Cool.
She's like doing sign language.
No, she's going to die.
They're all going to die. John Wick said they're all going to die.
Yeah.
And what John Wick says goes.
Yeah, pretty much. So, yeah.
Looks awesome. Looks like what you want from a John Wick sequel.
Yes.
A little bigger, a little crazier.
More people dying.
But more of the same awesome action.
Yeah. I love him rolling over people and then stabbing them with a knife. And it's not movie stabbing where it's like, I've just got this knife and I just plunge it into you and you're dead.
Yeah.
Like, he's got both hands, one on top of the other, right through the dude's sternum, and it's like, I gotta push.
I push it in and the camera pushes in and it's like, ah, we're not.
Fucking brutal, man.
Yeah, we're not hiding what this is. Like, this is a brutal action. Look at this shit. Like, oh my god, this badass action hero is brutal. He's a brutal motherfucker. It's all
a knife to the chest.
Like when he's at the club and he pulls out the quick draws his gun and then he shoots like 6 people in 3 seconds.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, headshot. It's like, goddamn. That's all in the trailer too. Should be a red band trailer. Goddamn, kids could be watching this shit.
They should be. Could be, they should be. Kids should be watching this shit.
Dr. Drew's 2 cents right there. Kids should be watching this shit. Blade Runner 2049.
Mm-hmm.
Trailer came out.
Looks
teaser.
Wicked good.
Yeah, it's just a teaser.
For just showing Ryan Gosling walking around a city looking bewildered.
And through what looks like a desert.
Yeah.
Which is a stark contrast from the rainy streets of L.A.
Uh-huh.
Future L.A.
Well,
dusty fuck-ass desert.
Now he's in the dusty fuck-ass desert of future L.A.
Wander down to the desert, but also there's still a shot of him, a couple shots of him in the city.
Yeah, no, exactly.
There really is. I watched the trailer, the teaser a couple times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There may be a total of 10 shots.
Yes, and they're all Ryan Gosling looking bewildered outside.
Yeah.
And then one shot.
Either in silhouette or looking bewildered.
And then
the one shot of Harrison
One Ford. Shot of Harrison Ford drawing his gun.
What is a gun?
He's like, I'm an old man.
He's like, oh, you should be good at this job. I'm old. Got any weed? Did you bring any weed? And Ryan Gosling's like,
yes. Yes, I did.
Yep. No, first he stares for like 30 seconds. Doesn't say anything. Like in Drive, he just. And he goes, yep. There you go. And then Harrison Ford's like, good. I think I'm a robot. Because that's what it's all about, right? He's a robot. Whether or not he's a robot.
Maybe.
I like the tone of it. I like how it's very... I like that it's a slow-paced trailer.
It's very Blade Runner.
Very Blade Runner. I hope it's indicating. They're indicating like this is going to be a slower-paced, sort of almost ponderous type of movie. Like the original. I hope that's what they're going for. But in a Denis Villeneuve like weirdly intense sort of way.
Oh yeah.
Like, what was up with the music? Is that in, are they gonna do that in the movie with the
probably.
It's like, it wasn't even like a tone.
No.
It sounded like a transformer. It was like, it was like a robot or something.
Yeah. It was, well, weird. It was weird. You know,
pretty intense.
Maybe it is a robot, Chris.
Oh shit. Blade Runners. That's not the button I wanted, but it was the button I had.
Yes.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes life hands you lemons and you make meatloaf with them.
That is not what I do with lemons.
You don't make meatloaf with lemons? Also, in Blade Runner 2049, in addition to Ryan Gosling and Harrison Ford, Dave Bautista.
Ooh.
Robin Wright.
Okay.
And Jared Leto.
Okay.
So there you go.
Sure.
And it had a, what was the reason? Oh, October. October 2017.
Sweet.
Can it be October already? Can I just see this movie already?
There sure could be.
Wouldn't that be nice to just see it?
Yeah, it would be very nice to see it.
To just go into the future and see it and then come back here and be able to tell people what it was like.
Yeah. I mean, that's awful.
In which case, just Men in Black style, erase it from our memories.
Zoop.
Yeah. So you haven't seen the Dunkirk trailer? You should watch the Dunkirk trailer.
Really. I should.
It's pretty cool. Again, obviously, it's a World War II movie, but it's a different slant because of the story that really hasn't been told.
Yeah.
And it's Christopher Nolan's. So.
Man, I mean, I saw the teaser when we were at the theaters. Is that the trailer?
No, there's a longer one.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that quick teaser where it's just like a bunch of quick shots.
Yeah.
And then them on the boat. And it's like, and they look up and then it cuts. No, this is, shows much more.
Okay.
Shows everyone. You see Tom Hardy flying a plane. Cillian Murphy. On a boat, he's like, "Oh, it was a scarecrow in a movie," and they're like, "Get back on the beach." He's like, "Oh, something like that."
Cool.
No. But yeah, it explains it more. What's going on? It actually shot. Yeah, you should just watch the show. All right, guys. You know what? We're done here. We appreciate it, Drew. Where can people find you on the interwebs?
Ah, at Antihero 419 all over said interwebs.
Ah, yes, Antihero. You said that kind of a Japanesey.
Antihero.
That was a little slightly racist.
You're slightly racial.
Yeah. Slightly racial. Yeah.
You heard me.
Oh, boy. We never hit this button. That's the slightly racial button.
Is there somebody dying?
It sounds like it, doesn't it?
Sounds like cats being murdered.
It does sound like mob violence. It's simply labeled panic. I thought it said picnic. So I was startled when I clicked on it.
I mean, that's...
And the families were screaming in
maybe
horror.
Maybe a zombie picnic.
Or I was thinking giant ants were taking over.
Okay, yeah.
Running over.
Yeah, that too.
And then that one guy. Here come the ants. And then eats that guy. That guy.
Yep.
He's getting eaten by ants.
I mean, blood's gargling in his throat.
I just hit that to stop the because it's a long, and I just...
Okay.
All right, guys. So, Antihero 409. Find them all over the interwebs. Hit me up on Twitter at I am Chris Crespo. The show is at Crespo Diso. Cinema Crespo Diso on Facebook and Instagram. And ChrisCrespo.com and iTunes and Stitcher, etc., etc. Anything else? Drew? Anything. Stickers. CinemaCrespoDiso@gmail.com. Email us. We will send you stickers for free. Just... send us your name and address. That's it. Stickers in a subject line so we know what it's all about.
And we'll get to Billy D's Death of the Movies next week.
Oh, yeah. No, do it now. Read it. Read it. Wait, hold on a second. No, don't read it. I totally forgot about... That's why you're the producer, Drew. You should have said something earlier.
I just remembered.
Oh, you just,
I just remembered.
Okay, thank you for remembering. Here's Billy D. Billy D, our New York City senior correspondent, horror film aficionado. We had to cut him out of the last episode just because we ran out of time.
Almost cut him out of this one.
Almost come out of this one just because we're stupid. But here we go. Here's his theme music.
Whoa, this is heavy. There's that word again, heavy. Why are things so heavy in the future? Is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull?
What?
Billy D hits us up, and Drewsta reads it. Here we go.
What is it, my dudes?
What's up, Billy?
Reports of my death have been greatly exaggerated.
Yes.
I am without a computer still.
Dick spec in for Billy D.
And am using a borrowed laptop for the time being. I have so much footage to edit and a ton of pics to retouch. Hoping this all gets resolved soon. This weekend, I went to IFC Center in the city to catch a movie that's been on my radar for a minute. A coming-of-age film, beautifully shot in black and white, wonderfully acted, deliberately paced, and fucking grotesque.
Whoa.
The half-Portuguese, half-English, mostly silent, The Eyes of My Mother. This movie is about a young woman named Francesca, who lives in a rural area. Her mother, a former surgeon, who encourages Francesca to dissect the animals on their farm, is brutally murdered in the home. The father catches the killer in the act, disables him, and decides that he must keep this man chained in his barn. Hilarity ensues. No, not really. That's also only the first 5 minutes of the movie.
What?
This movie was chosen by my girl. I saw the trailer and told her that I wasn't going to be what she... I told her... Hang on. I saw the trailer
Take
and
two.
Told her that it wasn't going to be what she thought. It called it... I called it Henrietta, Portrait of a Serial Killer, after seeing the trailer, and I was right.
Oh, really? That actually sounds intriguing when you put it that way.
It is great, but it is a very tough watch. I recommend this for those with a strong constitution. You have been warned. I also caught The Monster on demand. Woof. Why do filmmakers do this to themselves? I've noticed a trend lately where every film is about totally unlikable people. The Monster is about the worst mother ever, taking her daughter to go live with her dad because she wants to drink and dye her hair purple. There is literally a scene where this mother and daughter are screaming, "Fuck you," and "I hate you," for about 2 minutes.
Nice.
Anyway, they are driving and they hit a wolf on the remote road and boom, monster. Then it's basically just a lot of yelling and people getting eaten by a monster in the woods. Pro tip, if you're writing a script and your characters are unlikable shitheads, do everyone a favor and watch Attack the Block on a loop until you figure out what makes that movie so special. Didn't love this. Stay cool, Billy D.
Yes, Attack the Block is a fantastic example of a way to make an exciting, scary, cool monster movie.
Yeah.
As opposed to...
whatever else is going on, I guess.
Whatever this poor guy watched. Yeah. But that's what he does. He lets us know. Listen to him. He knows what he's talking about. Listen to him and tweet him.
Thanks, Bill.
Tweet him at I Love Blood. Facebook him if you can find him. Instagram him at I Love Blood, etc. 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 We already did the plugs. I'm at 15% battery over there and 19% over here. Oh my goodness.
Sweet. Well, I mean, combined, you've got like 35%.
Oh, so we're good. Take this baby to the moon.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. We are done. For sure. Wait, you just... you came away from me to like shut everything down, though? Ah, you kicked me too. Why'd you kick me for? God damn it. No, stop it. Why'd they kick me again? Weirdo. Fucking weirdo.